This year, Election Day gave way to election season. Ballots were sent to all registered voters in Vermont the last week of September. Every Tuesday since, VPR's Anna Van Dyne has checked in with the town clerk in Williamstown. Here's how the past 5 weeks have gone.
The town clerk's office is right on Route 14 in downtown Williamstown. About 3,500 people live there, which makes it the second largest town in Orange County. It's got a spiderweb farm, and there's a scenic gulf, which the town website lists as one of the greatest attractions. And there's a town clerk, Barbara Graham. For her, the election began more than a month ago.
Week one, Tuesday, October 6th.
Okay, today is the 6th of October. Our ballots left the Secretary of State's office on the 30th of September.
That's Graham. She's been the town clerk in Williamstown for 9 years. She's usually wearing a floral print blouse, and she's often at odds with some piece of technology.
This is our brand new copier, and he's coming later to help me with it, because I'm not picking up on it. Supposedly, we can fax from that photocopier.
Graham felt prepared for the general election. The town had a special vote by mail in April, and then there was the primary in August. The only difference this time around was that the state sent a ballot to every registered voter. Almost immediately, those ballots started trickling into the town clerk's office. Some came by mail, and some got dropped through the slot in the door.
I think people have their mind made up by the looks at all these ballots.
Vermont gave town clerks the option of processing ballots early. Graham decided not to.
Just because I have the worst luck in the world. My luck, the machine would just die on me halfway through and I'd lose. I'm not even risking it.
Barbara Graham and her assistant town clerk, Susan Lyons, quickly got into a routine. Every day around 11:30, Graham would drive down the road to the post office to pick up that day's ballots. And then
we'll open them and enter them, and then we have to make sure each envelope is signed.
You're stamping it on the back, right?
Yeah, stamping right in between there. Okay. You can let it go to voicemail.
This is what democracy sounds like in a small town in 2020.
And we're just in the beginning of all this. Yes. And the fun begins.
Week two, Tuesday, October 13th.
Assistant Town Clerk Susan Lyons picked up the phone.
We're knee-deep in absentee ballots, so if you could give her a call later, that would be great. Yeah, welcome to our world.
The trickle of ballots became more of a torrent. Graham had to work on a Sunday to catch up on other town clerk duties. Property transfers, mobile home bills of sale, vital records.
It's been steady. I mean, we got a huge load today.
A bunch of ballots had also been returned as undeliverable. Graham said these were people who had moved away or changed their address and didn't leave a forwarding order. Some of those people got in touch to say they hadn't received ballots, and Graham sent them back out. And then there was one man who called to say he hadn't gotten his ballot yet. Graham told him she'd sent it and he should get it soon. A few days later, he called again.
And he said, "I think I started a fire with my ballot. Can I get another one?" He said, "Because I did get it. It was in the mailbox like you said it was when I got home." I'm like, "Mm-hmm." He says, "But it was cold at night. And I needed to start a fire, and I grabbed a bunch of papers, and I think that went in, too." I said, "Okay."
She sent him another one.
I said, "Just remember, you only get one ballot cast." I reminded him.
At this point, more than 100,000 Vermonters had sent in their ballots statewide. In Williamstown, the routine continued. Open, check, stamp, enter.
Week three, Tuesday, October 20th.
Like every day, Barbara Graham went to the post office around 11:30 to pick up the mail. She also had to send off 4 ballots to people who'd just registered.
They're getting their ballots.
How are you?
There was a crate of over 50 ballots to pick up the day before, but that day...
checking on the mail. No! Well, there's a couple.
Other days were more exciting, like when Graham got back one of the 2 absentee ballots she'd sent out of the country, one to Canada and the other to Spain.
To get Spain back, it's awesome. I was thrilled.
The town clerk win.
Yeah, right. He got it. He voted. Got it back. It's all good.
By then, Graham had gotten 802 ballots back. 3 were unsigned and couldn't be counted. By the end of the week, more than 170,000 Vermonters had voted statewide. That's more than half the entire turnout of 2016.
We have 2 more weeks.
Week 4, Tuesday, October 27th.
With 1 week to go, Barbara Graham was preparing for Election Day. Dealing with ballots was going fine, but she couldn't get the electronic voting machine to work. It's an option for voters with disabilities. All polling places are required by law to have one.
Right now, I can't even find my county on this thing. So I'm just frustrated.
Other clerks were also having trouble. Between that and the ballots, Graham said she wasn't alone in feeling overwhelmed.
I mean, we have this email, but amongst all of us town clerks, and everybody has been frustrated this week, and the only one that seems to get it down packed is Barrie City.
By this point, over 200,000 Vermonters had voted statewide.
1 week. Thank God. 1 week.
Week 5, Election Day.
The big day arrived.
My alarm went off at 4:30. I'm like, let's get this going here. I'm ready to go.
In Williamstown, the day came with snow. Voters walked into the high school gym in boots, coats, and hats. The polls were open 7 to 7. Barbara Graham supervised the tabulator and handed out stickers.
There you go. You want a sticker?
Whoop. No.
No, no. Try it again.
This way or this way?
It doesn't matter.
Graham and her assistant clerk, Susan Lyons, spent all morning feeding 1,173 mailed-in ballots into the tabulator. Add the in-person votes, and 1,430 Williamstown voters had cast ballots by the middle of the day. This was on track to break the record set in 2012, when over 1,600 residents voted.
So, I definitely think, with 1430 until 7 p.m., we'll definitely go over that.
The tabulator worked just fine. So did the machine for voters with disabilities. All in all, close to 100 ballots had come back undeliverable. 6 of the ballots received were defective, and a grand total of 1,882 votes had been cast in Williamstown, breaking the town's record. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.